Blog Talk Radio.
What I long for,
Amen, amen. The name of the song is Holiness. Glory to God, hallelujah. That's what he wants from me on today. Glory to God. Righteousness, that's what he wants. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. We just praise God. We magnify him on tonight. He's truly worthy to be praised. We want to thank everybody for calling in, everybody for tuning in tonight to the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. It is Throwback Thursday, glory to God, and we are going back to last year around this time. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah to the revival that just wouldn't stop. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe the revival went on for about 6 months. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I pulled one of those messages, amen, from the Apostle Eldon A. Curry, praise God, called Holiness, and we will be playing it in just a little bit, praise God. Right now, let's go to the throne of grace, hallelujah. If you got a prayer request, by the way, feel free to put it in the comments, amen. We will put that prayer request on the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight for allowing us to come together in your name. We thank you, Lord, for being forever present in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding us on today. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here with you on tonight, Lord, because we know many woke up this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. But many did not make it to tonight. Hallelujah. We know that some laid down last night and didn't get up this morning. But for some reason, Lord, you allowed us another day. Hallelujah. Another day to commune with you, to get closer to you. And if we ain't got it right, you gave us another day to get it right, Lord. And we thank you for it. We praise you for it. We magnify you for it. Lord, we want to take time out to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us tonight, Lord. And we thank you in advance for your revelation knowledge that you're about to drop into our hearts, our minds, and our souls. And Lord, we want you to know we love you. We adore you all today. We praise you and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on today for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Hallelujah. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's Throwback Thursday. Glory to God. And we're getting ready to hear a message. Amen. That was delivered a little over a year ago, maybe under a year ago. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Called Holiness. Amen. Praise God. In just a few seconds, for those of you keeping up with the podcast, we are on Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blog Talk Radio, the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. You can also find us on Facebook. Hallelujah. And on YouTube under the Black Prince of Preachers. Make sure y'all go follow those pages, subscribe. Hallelujah. And don't forget, hallelujah, to tap that screen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight. I'm going to open it up with a scripture before we get to the recording on tonight. Familiar passage of scripture. We're going to Psalms 100. Glory to God. And Psalms 100 reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Real quick before we get to the word, I want to look at scripture number 3, verse number 3, it says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. And that's kind of crazy. That's kind of crazy for David, the writer of the Psalm, the king of Israel, to be telling the people of God to know that the Lord is God. Glory to God. That seemed kind of preposterous to say, because we know that the Lord is God. But in another translation, that word know, amen, says acknowledge. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. See, we know that the Lord is God, but we refuse to acknowledge him in our lives. Well, what do you mean by that, Elder? I mean, glory to God, he's brought us out of things that we've got ourselves into. Hallelujah. We've achieved things, not on our own merit, but because of the grace of God on our lives. We overachieve things in our lives. You wasn't cute enough to get it. You wasn't smart enough to get it. You didn't have enough money to get it. You didn't have enough influence to get it. But somehow you got it, and you think you did it. You think you accomplished these things in your life because you have not acknowledged God as the leader. Well, what am I saying? We got people out there saying I'm a self-made millionaire, self-made billionaire. We got self-made thousandaires. We got self-made dollar bills. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We self-made. Every day I came from the slums. I came from the mud. I came from the dirt. Well, who you think brought you out that dirt? Glory to God. It was God, hallelujah, that brought you out of it. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why it says it is he who has made us. You didn't make yourself. Glory to God. You're not self-made. Hallelujah. Amen. God had to have some kind of hand in your life in order for you to achieve whatever you have achieved in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If God had not been present in your life, glory to God, you would not be where you are. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know God was present because you felt that presence of God in your life. That's why the gunshot ain't kill you. Glory to God. That's why the car wreck ain't kill you. Glory to God. That's why your ex ain't stabbed you to death in your sleep when you know she should have. Hallelujah. Praise God, because she found out what she did. But God, hallelujah, for some reason spared you. Hallelujah. And you need to acknowledge that it was God in your life. See, all these millionaires and billionaires are saying that it ain't no God. I didn't need a God to achieve what I got. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And maybe you didn't need God to get those billions, but you need God, hallelujah, for salvation. You need God to get you out of jams when money can't get you out of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need happiness when money can't buy happiness. You need peace when money can't buy peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you got a disruption in your life, money is going to amplify it. Hallelujah. If you got a problem with drinking, glory to God, money is going to amplify. Oh, if I had enough money, I wouldn't be drinking as much because I wouldn't have that many problems. You're a liar. Glory to God, you're lying to yourself. Glory to God, hallelujah, because the more money you get, the more you don't drink. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. But see, amen, God, amen, despite what your financial situation is, has spared you from hurt, harm, or danger. Glory to God, despite, amen, what you've been through in your life, God somehow covered you. And you need to acknowledge that in your life. He made you. We didn't make ourselves. Hallelujah. We didn't make ourselves. We are his people. That shows possession. That shows ownership. That shows that we belong to him. See, we've been getting it twisted. We think God belongs to us, meaning, how can I put this? He do what we tell him to do. If I want this, he's supposed to give it to me because he belongs to me. No, we belong to him. We are his people. We are his sheep in his pasture. His pasture. That's where he laid me down in green pasture. That's where he allows the sheep, hallelujah, to, hallelujah, amen, lay. Praise God, that bed you're laying in, that car you're driving in, that job you got, them clothes in your closet, all that belongs to God. And watch this. He would give you more of it if you acknowledge that it's his. If you acknowledge he's the one that provided it. If you acknowledge him in your life. Glory to God. What the Bible say? He will open up those windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing you won't have room enough to receive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's all coming back to showing God gratitude. When you acknowledge him in your life, you can't do nothing but thank him. When you acknowledge him, you can't do nothing but glorify him. When you acknowledge the fact, hallelujah, that God, hallelujah, died for you. He sent his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. When you acknowledge that in your life, hallelujah. Well, I'm not as bad as so-and-so. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I heard my wife say it like this. A sin is a sin is a sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to learn this real quick. Hallelujah. It ain't about the amount. Hallelujah. It's about the sentence. Glory to God. It ain't like, you know, the judicial system here. We got a system. If you stole something, you might get a couple of years. If you had a gun when you stole it, you might get 10. If you kill somebody, you might get 25 to life. Hallelujah. Amen. That we got a system. And depending on what the crime is, hallelujah, that depends on how much time you get. But see, God's system ain't set up like that. The penalty for sin is death. Glory to God. The penalty for sin is death. And he died to spare you from that death, that death sentence. Hallelujah. Whether you lied, you stole, you committed adultery. Hallelujah. Amen. You coveted something. It don't matter. Glory to God. You disrespected your parents. You get put to death. But God said, acknowledge the fact that I died. For each and every one of you, every time you disrespected your parents, every time, hallelujah, amen, you cheated with your eyes, the eye of adultery, the thought of adultery, every time you told a lie, every time you sold something that didn't belong to you, every time you put your mouth on somebody, glory to God, talk bad about somebody, glory to God, hallelujah, defame their character, every time you did one of these things, hallelujah, you were in violation and you should burn in hell. But acknowledge the fact that I sent my son to die on that cross so you don't have to. Glory to God, hallelujah. And when we begin to acknowledge these things, we will begin to be grateful. We will begin to thank God. We will begin to wake up in the morning praising him and magnifying him and glorifying him because we realize he brought me from a mighty, mighty, mighty long way. Hallelujah on tonight. We thank God for his word. That was Psalms 100, verse 3. Bless the name of the Lord. Now we are getting ready to get into the word of God. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. Praise God. And like I said, it is throwback Hallelujah Thursday. And we are going back, hallelujah, to last year, to the revival, hallelujah, that just won't stop. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I don't recall if I put the introduction on here, so let me just give him a proper introduction. Glory to God. Getting ready to bring forth the word holiness.
You are the last party in the conference.
Getting ready to bring forth the word holiness, glory to God, hallelujah, is none other, hallelujah, than my brother in Christ, representing the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Glory to God, I am speaking about none other than our very own Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. God is truly good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is my pleasure and honor, amen, to introduce the speaker on tonight. Hallelujah. Getting it started. Hallelujah. Starting it off with the Preach the Word Revival. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Starting it off tonight is the leader, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Based out of Long Beach, California. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is my brother in Christ and my friend. Hallelujah. It's my pleasure to introduce the son. Hallelujah. And present to others none other, hallelujah, than the Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Brother Eldon, it's in your hands. Let the Lord use you as he always does. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody thank him tonight.
Amen.
Glory to God. Somebody put those hands together. Give God a praise. Wherever you are right now, come on and bless him. Come on and lift him
hallelujah.
Up. Come on and give him praise for his goodness,
hallelujah.
For his mercy.
Hallelujah.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God is an awesome God tonight. Come on and bless the name of the Lord tonight.
Hallelujah.
God honor tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. I want to thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Thank God tonight for Bishop Page. God bless you, man of God. God bless you, my brother. Amen. Peace and blessings unto you. Amen. To my dear, dear brother. Amen. Elder Andre. God bless you, sir. Amen. Tonight. And to everyone that's under the sound of my voice tonight, glory to God. Peace and blessings be unto you all. Amen. God is a good God. Amen. And he is worthy of all our praise. Come on and bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One more time. Come on and give God a hand of praise. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord, tonight. We praise God on tonight. Let's just have a quick moment of prayer. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your word, God. You said heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of your word would fail. You said, Father, that your word cannot return unto you void, but accomplish that which you sent it out to do. You said you sent your word and you healed us. You said that your word became flesh and it dwelt among us. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that your word has the final say-so, the last say-so. Father, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you that everything was created by and for your word. We give you praise tonight. We thank you for your word, God. Hallelujah. For you said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth, Father. So we thank you tonight, Father, that we hear to hear from you, God. And we thank you that we shall hear and obey. We thank you, Father, that you are yet speaking, and yet you are still speaking, God. And we give you praise and glory. We thank you for being the only true, wise, living God. And we bless your name tonight, God. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're going to speak to us on tonight. We give you praise, God. And we thank you in advance. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Come on, give God another hand of praise tonight. Come on, give him another shout of glory tonight. Hallelujah.
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 I'm going to share with you three words that the Lord gave me on earlier today. Amen. To share with you. You know, there's a lot of uneasiness in the land right now. But God is saying to us that he wants us to have peace in him because the peace is in his word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. There is a separation tonight between those who say they love God and those of us who really love God. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that what you love, you obey? Amen.
Yeah.
You don't know that you can love something until you can first what? Obey it. Hallelujah. When we obey God, that's what we show that we love God. Amen. We can lip service, but God says the lip service is good, but I'm looking at your obedience. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Because if we obey God, then that shows that we are what? Fully with him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, if you love me, you'll do what? Keep my commandments. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. There's a lot of folks saying that they love him, but they're not keeping his commandments. Come on, somebody. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. And a love offering right now.
Hallelujah.
And a praise offering right now. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
In Exodus,
Hallelujah.
The first verse of Exodus 20 and 20. When you get there, shout amen. Glory to God. This is the first, one of the first verses that God gave me for tonight. Exodus 20:20. How many of you know that in this hour we need our 2020 vision on? Come on here, somebody. We need our 2020 on.
Amen.
To be able to see properly. Come on here, somebody. Amen. To see what God wants us to see tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Exodus chapter 20, verse 20. When everybody gets there, shout, amen. Amen. Is everybody present? Everybody there?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Everybody ready? And what did the Lord
Amen.
Mean? It says, and Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. God has come to test you. In another translation, it says to prove you. So that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor tonight, say neighbor.
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 It's only a test.
It's only a test. neighbor.
As long as you're
there. As long as you're there. Yes, God.
God has allowed what is happening in the land because he has said, I'm testing everyone right now. Because I'm separating those who say they are with me from those who are really with me. That's why he said, let the wheat and the tare grow together. There's a lot of tare among the wheat. There's a lot of tare among us, y'all. Hallelujah. I don't know if y'all can still hear me tonight. Amen. Everything that look like wheat ain't wheat. Come on here, somebody. How you are able to determine the wheat from the tare is that one has seed and the other one doesn't. Come on and give God a shout. See, one looks original. It looks genuine. But it's empty. Come on here, somebody. Now, a lot of us is walking around here looking deep, but we're empty. Come on. God, help me tonight.
Hallelujah.
God is saying, but my word is going to separate what is the real from the fake. Come on here, somebody. So Moses has them up in the mountains, glory to God. And God is speaking. And they think they want God to speak. But when God starts speaking, they say to Moses, Moses, you speak to us. Because we ain't ready for God to speak. Because if God speak to us, least we die. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell somebody, say, this is time for us to hear what God is saying to the vessels of God. Because we're not ready for God himself to speak. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In verse 20, it says, Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. And I'm hearing the Lord saying to tell us tonight, do not be afraid. Amen. Don't be afraid of what's going on. Don't be afraid of what you see on the news and around you. Don't be afraid of everything that you're hearing about this and about that, about the vaccine, about the virus. God is saying, I'm covering you. Come on here, somebody. God is saying, I'm covering you. Amen. Somebody need to give God a praise right there. Amen. God is saying, trust me. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know we got to trust God like never before? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We can't let our faith waver. We can't let our faith lean on nothing else. We got to wholly trust God. So the first thing that Moses says to them in Exodus 20 and 20, it says, do not be afraid. Why? Because God can't operate in fear. Come on here, somebody. God cannot operate when we are afraid. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. You only fear what you don't know. And that's what God has taught me about the spirit of fear. See, we fear when we don't know a thing. Come on here, somebody. But once you know a thing, it becomes what? Impossible to fear it. So that's why the enemy don't want us to know certain things. Because he knows once we know something, that he's not able to what? Put that spirit of fear on us. So God says, do not fear. Tell somebody, say, do not fear, beloved. Hallelujah tonight.
Do not fear.
Do not fear.
Do not fear.
How many know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind? You shouldn't want anything that God has not given you, beloved. God has not given us the spirit of fear. So if I'm panicking, it's only because I'm listening to a report that it's not God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And how many know we ain't got no business listening to any report that is not of the Lord? Come on here, somebody. God says, I'm not giving you the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear stops me from operating for you, but what I have given you is power. Somebody said power.
Power.
I've given you power. I've given you love. Somebody said love.
Love.
So I know that God has given me power. I know he's given me love. And then the last thing he says I've given you is what? A sound mind. Somebody said maybe he gave me a sound mind.
Gave me a sound mind.
So I can't let the devil mess with my mind. I can't let the devil trick my mind. So what I got to do is I got to present my body as a living sacrifice unto God. Amen. So because I'm saved, God says, then now you can present your body as what? A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our what? Reasonable service. Come on here, somebody. See, that will keep us from being afraid. God says, once you present your body, then I can take control of your mind. Then you'll know what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. But we can't know that until we put our body on the altar. Come on here, somebody. Is that why the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Then your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So we can't do everything in God's temple. How many know when it's God's temple that he has the right to do whatever he wants to in his temple? Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
The problem is, beloved, is that we're not presenting our body as a living sacrifice. And then when we don't do that, the enemy mess with our mind. Come on here, somebody. And then he's able then to put a spirit of fear on us. And God saying, that fear don't belong on you because I haven't given that to you. Glory to God. That spirit keeps us from knowing the will of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But Moses said to people, do not be afraid. And the reason why he tells them don't be afraid, he says God has come what? To test you, approve you. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that God is not going to use something until he can first prove it? Come on here, somebody. Stay with me tonight. You're not going to be long tonight, but we're going to be strong. How many know that God won't use nothing until he proves it? Come on here, somebody. So God is saying the reason why we've had to go through hell and high water is because I was proving you, amen, so that you can know, amen, what is in you, and then I'm proving you too to make you stronger. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that God knows everything about us? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
See, we think we know us, but God said, no, I know you. Come on here, somebody. I know you because I designed you. I know you because I created you. I know you because before you even think what you're thinking, I already knew you was going to think that. Hallelujah to God. See, we're going to become smart when we realize that God is all-knowing. Come on here, somebody. We need to just let God be God and stop trying to outthink God. Come on here, somebody. God says this thing has come what? To prove us. To show us, amen, to show who is on the Lord's side and who is not on the Lord's side. Come on here, somebody. He says, so that the fear of God will be with you. How many of you know that the only thing to keep us in this hour is the fear of God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We got to get back to the fear of God, to the reverence of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. To where we won't just do anything and say anything in the presence of God. We got to realize that we got to be holy at all times, not just when somebody is looking at us, but when somebody ain't looking at us. Come on here, somebody.
Come on
here, somebody looking at us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We think when we by ourselves, we by ourselves, but God said, no, I'm still here. I ain't going nowhere. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So God is saying that when we live a life in the private, God said it will manifest in the public. Ain't with somebody a praise that with me right now? Glory to God. God is saying that we got to get back to the fear. Somebody said that the fear of God.
Fear of what?
The fear of God.
See, the Bible says in Proverbs that the fear of God is the beginning of what? Wisdom. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We trying to walk in wisdom, but we ain't got no fear of God. God says the fruit of wisdom will not come upon you and be in you until you can first walk in my fear. My fear says you have wisdom. Amen. Not because you say it, but when you got the fear of the Lord, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Which means that you are walking in a way that honors him, in a way that gives glory to him so that the wrath for him don't fall on you. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the wrath of God is falling in the land? That the wrath of God is in the land. And people walking like ain't no wrath of God in the land. People walking like ain't no sword in the land. But that the sword of the Lord is out, somebody. Somebody give God a praise tonight. Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hey, somebody celebrate God for a minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he says, so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the fear of God will keep us from sinning? Come on here, somebody. It'll keep us from doing wrong. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Once that fear gets in us, then we ain't got to worry about nobody looking at them. God said, because you know I'm looking at you. You're going to do right because you know that I'm looking at you at all times. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Then we don't need to be calling the prophet and the apostle every second, every minute, every hour. No, because God has said, I'm looking at you. Come on here, somebody. And I'm able to keep you if you let me keep you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know that God is a keeper? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Somebody give God praise for his keeping power. If you know he's a keeper, come on and praise his name tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Let somebody give God
hallelujah.
A celebration right quickly. Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah. Come with me right quick to Deuteronomy 28. Amen. Very familiar passage of scripture. Amen. We've quoted this. But most of the time, beloved, when we look at Deuteronomy 28, everybody talk about the blessing. And I praise God for the blessing. But let me tell you something. There's some curses over here, too, that we rarely talk about, but they're in here. Somebody said, it's in the book. Yeah, it's in the book, Deuteronomy 28. Let's go to verses 15, and then we'll go to verses 21 and 22. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Shout hallelujah when you get there. Is everybody there? Shout hallelujah if you're there.
Which one of the books again?
Deuteronomy chapter 28.
Deuteronomy
28, beginning with verse 15, 21, and 22. Are we ready?
Amen.
Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Everybody there? Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, however, if you do not obey the Lord your God, and do not carefully, somebody say carefully.
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 Carefully follow all his commandments and decrees I am giving you today. Somebody said today.
Today.
Today. Today. Amen. All these curses will come on you and overtake you. Now the thing that's going on with America right now is that because she has turned her heart and her mind away from God and is not obeying God, not obeying the laws of God, not obeying the commandments of God, she has brought forth the curses. How many of you know when you don't obey God that curses come?
Amen.
We can't expect to be blessed if we're not being obedient.
Amen.
The problem is that America has to understand that God is not going to change for her. She will have to change for him. I wish I could talk to somebody tonight. See, God is saying, this ain't Burger King. This ain't McDonald's. You can't just come through the drive-thru and say, well, this is what I want, God. This is what I want. He said, no, you got to eat what's in here, glory to God. And it's not going to change for nobody because God says, my words are what? Eternal. Come on here, somebody. God's word is what? Everlasting. He said, heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of his word will fail. We need to get back to understanding that it's either God's way or it's no way. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come on now.
Come on now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want God to fast food it. We want God to, okay, I'm going to come in and, Lord, this is what I want you to do for me. This right here. And if you don't do it for me, I ain't going to serve you. Amen. I'm not going to live for you. I ain't going to witness for you. And God is saying, okay, but you got to understand this. And you can do that, but it's consequences. Somebody said consequences. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's consequences. Glory to God. See, people think that their actions don't, it's not going to way back. Consequences. God says, now, if you're not going to obey me, glory to God, if you're not going to do what I tell you to do, now there's something waiting on you, and it's called curses. Somebody said curses.
Curses.
Yeah. No, we're talking about, this witch cursed me. This here soothsayer cursed me. But how many know when you don't obey God, you bring a curse on yourself? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah.
Come on, now.
Now, he said all these curses will come on you and do what? Overtake you. Told you somebody. That's the same word he said about the blessing. He said a blessing will come on you and what? Overtake you. But behind every obedience, there is a blessing. Glory to God. Tell me what I'm saying tonight, child of God. This is going to bless your soul tonight. Behind every obedience, there's a blessing. So every time you obey God, a blessing is behind that. But now every time you disobey God, there's a curse. Behind every disobedient act, there's a curse. And the only thing that's going to reverse the curse is a repenting heart. Hallelujah. The only thing that's going to reverse the curse is a repenting heart. I'm not talking about just changing your mind. I'm talking about let the Lord get in your heart. See, you can change your mind, but if God don't change your heart, your mind will go back and do the same thing you were trying to give it to. Oh, God ain't going to talk to me tonight. Amen. But God has said, I'm going to get in your heart because the heart is the issue, not your mind. Because I can deal with your mind, but you let me deal with your heart, and I'll give you a change of mind. Somebody give God a praise tonight.
Praise God.
Amen. Glory to God. So he said, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. And what's happening is that America's being overtaken by curses. Glory to God. If you think that a vaccine is going to cure a problem, but it can't cure a spiritual problem. Come on here, somebody. Amen. God is saying the uncleanness is not on the outside, but it's on the inside. Come on. Speak, Holy Ghost. Speak. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's saying that the vaccine can't fix what's in the heart. Only I can do that. Come on here, somebody. I don't care how many shots you take. If you don't get your heart right, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you know that the coronavirus is still under the feet of Yahshua? They're still under the feet of Jesus. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God still got all power? How many know that the coronavirus can't go over him? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And how many know that the Bible says that at the feet of him, every knee shall bow? Come on here, somebody, tonight. Oh, God, I can't hear nobody. At the feet of him, glory to God. But the feet represent authority. Come on here, somebody. So I don't care what you're saying about the coronavirus. The coronavirus is still subject to the name, come on here, somebody, of Jesus. Come on here, somebody, of Yahshua HaMashiach. Amen. The coronavirus is still subject to the word. Come on here, somebody. The coronavirus is still subject to the blood. I can't hear nobody tonight. God is saying, I haven't lost my power. You just got to be able to activate it and walk in it. Somebody give all the praise tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I feel the Holy Ghost of God in the house
Hallelujah.
Tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody said, neighbor. The God of Israel still got power. Come on here, somebody. The Lord of Lords and the King of Kings have not lost his authority. He has not lost his power. He just needs somebody to take him at his word. Somebody give him a praise tonight. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now see, hear what it says. It says now all these curses will overtake you. Now let's go to verse 21. It says, and the Lord will plague you with diseases. Let me just deal with that word disease. Diseases. If you dissect the word diseases, it's disease. Come on here, somebody. Disease means that some kind of way the enemy has broken your peace. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know tonight that when the enemy breaks your peace, that weakens your immune system, which means now you can't fight off the different viruses and the different bacteria that are in the land. I ain't with somebody. We're talking back.
Come on.
Tonight, God is saying, if you mess around that and you start walking in obedience, you won't need no vaccine. If you just get back to the place that I call you to be, glory to God, you'll find my healing power is the same way it's always been. What is taking you away from the place that I had you at? Why have you touch unclean things? Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost, tonight. God is saying we need to stop touching unclean things. We're touching unclean things spiritually. And God said it is affecting you in the natural. God is saying the problem is not natural, it's spiritual. And God is saying when you try to use a natural weapon for a spiritual thing, it will not work. With somebody again, God will praise tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And the Lord will plague you. Now, plague means that he will cause diseases to come upon you so great, amen, that you won't have a cure for it. Now, y'all got to stay with me tonight, glory to God.
Yes.
Because the Lord will plague you. Will plague you. In other words, you won't be able to get rid of it, glory to God. You just say, Lord, I didn't forgive everything for this, and it still won't leave. Amen. I turned around three times, jumped up and down, and spit a foam at the mouth. It still won't leave. Y'all said, that's not the problem. The problem is that you won't obey and do what I told you to do. Amen. Because if you obey me, glory to God, it will leave you. Come on, hear somebody. Why? Because the blessings can only flow when we obey God. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. But it says, verse 21, it says, and the Lord will plague you with diseases until he has what? Destroyed you from the land you are entering to possess. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that we can't possess the land if we're walking in disobedience? Amen. If we're walking in rebelliousness, if we're walking in stubbornness, hallelujah. If we're walking in witchcraft and idolatry, how many know that we can't possess nothing like that? Glory to God. God said the plagues is coming. Tell somebody, say the plagues are already here. Amen. Why? Because people won't obey God. See, Holy Ghost. Verse 22, and it says that the Lord will strike you with wasting disease. Hallelujah, wasting disease. Come on, hear somebody. With fever and inflammation, with scorching heat and drought, with blight and mildew, which will plague you until you perish. Come on, hear somebody. Is anybody seeing that in the book? Is anybody seeing that in the book?
Amen.
Amen.
How many know that that's what's going on right now?
Yes, sir.
Everybody trying to figure out what to do, but God said, repent. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, I'm going to go call another my son, though. And be baptized. Repent, my son, though, for the remission of your sins. Repent, so God can save your soul. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Repent, so God can make you whole. Come on here, somebody. How many know that that's the answer? Come on, here, somebody. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, what, shall be saved. We call it on everybody but the name of the Lord. Come on, here, somebody. How many know that the name still got power? It still got saving power. But we got to call on it. We got to cry out to God. Amen. So that God can restore us and heal us. Come on, here, somebody. I'm almost done. Glory to God. Come with me to one more. Amen. 2 Corinthians. Glory to God. And I'll be out your hair for the night. Glory to God. But I hear the Holy Ghost still talking. Glory to God. He said, give you one more and I'm done. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I think he clicked off. I think his phone clicked off. Amen. If you wait for him to come on back, bless the Lord. He's delivering a fiery word there. Everybody yeah. Say amen to it.
Amen.
Amen. That's amen. A fiery word.
Amen.
That's a fiery word. Amen. I thank God for the word on tonight. Thank God for those that's on the revival tonight. And we just wait for, you see, the devil don't want him to deliver that word. He can't stop what God has already done. And so he probably
amen.
Thinks that he probably thinks he's still preaching, Prevost. Get a hold of him.
Hey, man, I'm trying to get him.
Amen. Y'all keep y'all enthusiasm. There he is. There he is. Come on, preacher. Come on, preacher.
Hey, that honorable son, though. Thank y'all. Hallelujah. Glory. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah. Glory. How many know that the devil mad tonight? Glory to God. But somebody shout and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody shout and give your God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That means heaven is happy right now, beloved. Whenever the enemy get mad, that means heaven is happy right now. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and beginning at verse 17. Is everybody there? Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, therefore, come out from among them. Mm-hmm. How many know it's separation time, beloved? Hallelujah. Amen. We waiting on God to separate us, but God said, no, separate yourself. Amen. You got to separate yourself from the folk right now. Glory to God. God is saying, yeah, I can separate you, but I want you to separate yourself. Why? Because I put the Holy Ghost in you. Glory to God. How many know that that can't no two walk together except they agree? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We ain't got no business walking with nobody that is not on the same level as us. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come on.
We trying to hang out because we don't want to lose no friendship. We trying to hang out because we don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. But God said, what about my feelings? Come on here, somebody. God got some feelings. Come on here, somebody. And God said, you love them more than me? Come on here, somebody. You care about them more than me? No. Separate yourself. Tell somebody. Amen. Separate yourself, neighbor. Amen. If they don't want to walk with you, separate yourself. What did Abraham do with Lot? Lord God, he separated himself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because they could no longer walk together. You got to separate yourself from Lot. Come on here, somebody. Lot is somebody that still want to walk with you, but they got a foot in the world. Come on here, somebody. God is saying, no. If they got a foot in the world, glory to God, then you got to make a decision. If they won't make one, you make one for them. If you go to the east, I'll go to the west. If you go to the north, I'll go to the south. Whatever way you go, I'll go the opposite, beloved, because my God is able to bless me. Glory to God. But he can't bless me till I let you go. Somebody give God a shout about Sando.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look at what the word said. The word said, therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Somebody say, the Lord said it.
The Lord said it.
Amen. Man didn't say it. The pastor didn't say it. Oh, the Lord said that. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that when the Lord says something, we got to do what the Lord said? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If the Lord said it, then I got to separate myself. Glory to God. Because I can't disobey him. Because what happens when we disobey God? Curses come. Oh, God, y'all ain't going to be with me tonight. Glory to God. But tell somebody, say, neighbor, you got to obey God. Hallelujah. You got to obey God. You got to God. Hey, shout out to the I feel the Holy Ghost. And then the Bible says, touch no unclean thing. Come on here, somebody. Is that what your Bible says, neighbor?
Alright.
You got to leave the unclean thing alone. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We're talking about we holy, but we still touching unclean things. Come on, y'all, bullshit. Oh, somebody going to get mad with me tonight. Glory to God. Oh, we talking about that we sanctified, but we still touching an unclean thing. Glory to God. Amen. We talking about we living for God, but we still touching unclean things. Hallelujah. And the bad part about it is when we don't feel no conviction about it. Glory to God. Oh, see, when you got that conviction, that lets you know that God's hand still on you. Glory to God. When you can't be comfortable touching the unclean thing, that means God loves you. And then God said, you better separate yourself before I separate. Hallelujah, glory to God. And how many know that you don't want God to separate you from an unclean thing? Amen. You love to separate yourself before God got to come into it and separate it from you. Glory to God. Touch no unclean thing, and I will what? Receive you. God is saying, as soon as you let it go, I'm ready to receive you. Under the boat, calling down about Sando. This was somebody tonight. Glory to God. God said, I just want you to let it go. Because I love you so much. I don't want you touching nothing that's not holy. I don't want you touching nothing that's not sanctified. Hallelujah. How many still with me tonight?
Amen.
The reason why we mad, the reason why some of us is mad, neighbor, is because we trying to serve two masters. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm already out here now, Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. We trying to lay with the devil, and we trying to lay with God, too. And we trying to make up our mind what we want to do. But God said, who do you love? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Who do you love? Hallelujah. Oh, God, help me tonight, Holy Ghost. Who do we love tonight, beloved? God says, if you love me, then you'll let it go. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody tonight. Tell your neighbor. Encourage them tonight. Say, neighbor, let it go. Come on here, somebody. Don't touch it no more, neighbor. It don't deserve your touch. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God said, let it go tonight, because I'm ready to receive you. I'm ready to take you in, but I'm just waiting on you to let go of the unclean thing. Come on here, somebody. As soon as you let it go, I'm ready to hug you. I'm ready to love you. I'm ready to give you what you need. But God says, I'm waiting to see if you're going to let it go. Come on here, somebody. See, the problem is that the virus is here because we have become too filthy spiritually. Woo, God, we done become too nasty, amen, and then we trying to put holiness over it, and God is saying they can't cover up the funk that's underneath, glory to God, hallelujah. Why? Because you keep touching stuff that's nasty, and I'm telling you to let it go. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. And God said, when you become clean on the inside, it'll heal what's on the outside. Come on here, somebody. Yes, Lord, I hear you. God is saying the healing will manifest on the outside when you get healed on the inside. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody it's time to separate. Hallelujah.
Come on, preacher. It's time to separate.
I tell somebody, the neighbor, it's time to let that devil go. It's time to kick that devil to the curb. It's time to give him his eviction paper. It's time to give him his divorce papers. No, devil, no, we can't hang out no more. No, we can't be friends. Amen. You a devil, my friend. Glory to God. I'm letting you go. I'm separating myself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes tonight, neighbor. Amen. Tell God yes. Tell God yes. Tell him yes tonight, neighbor. God is waiting on somebody yes tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God praise.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He said, touch no unclean thing, and I will what? Receive you, and I will be what? A father to you. Come on here. God said, I want to be your father.
Lord Jesus.
But I can't be your father if you allow the devil to be your stepdaddy. Hey, glory to God, hallelujah. Somebody need to give me a stepdaddy tonight. Glory to God, stepdaddy, you can't be my stepdaddy no more because my real daddy is here. I feel God in this thing. Help me, Holy Ghost, tonight. God is saying, give me a stepdaddy. Glory to God. He need to step out of your life, glory to God. But God is saying he need to step out of your life, glory to God, so your real daddy can walk in. Come on here, somebody. How many know that father means protector and provider? God says, I'll be a protector and I'll be a provider for you. You won't have to worry about your need being met. But you got to let that unclean thing go.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then he said in verse 18, and I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters. Somebody needs to shout right there. Glory to God. Amen. I feel a praise right in there. Glory to God. It's too quiet right there. Glory to God. Somebody needs to give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. And he says that I will be a father to you. I'll be a provider. Amen. I'll be a protector. And you will be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Somebody said that the Lord said that.
That the Lord.
The Lord said
that.
Can somebody give God praise for what he said? Can somebody give God praise for what he said? Hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God praise tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
See, that's what's happening, beloved. It's a test. And God said, pass the test. Because you ready to be blessed. God said, because you passed the test, you ready to be blessed. You thought God was trying to take you out. God said, no, I'm trying to get you to the next level. Because it's your time to be blessed. Somebody give God a shout.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hey, how many of you know it's a real blessing that come from Abraham telling y'all you're alive? And some of you are saying, Lord, when is the real blessing going to come? He said, the real blessing going to come when you get rid of life.
All right, now.
Because Lot couldn't go with him. I haven't preached it yet, but there's a servant God keep putting in my heart. He said, I had to give up a lot to get this blessing.
That's pays, man.
Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, give God one more shout of praise tonight.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands and give God some worship and some praise throughout the house tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for his word tonight, beloved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless your name tonight, God. Hallelujah. I'm going to send it back over into the hands of your awesome, wonderful Bishop, Bishop Page. God bless you, sir. Amen. Tonight.
Good. Into the hands of Minister Ray. Thank you all tonight. Apostle Curry. That was a fiery word. What, give him a praise. Give God a praise and give the man of God a hand clap. Give him a hand clap for deliverance.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, God.
You know, I like what he said. I like a lot of things he said tonight. And most of all, I like that holiness was preached. Not all this other hoopla that's being around here. And you gotta understand that all this fake religion and stuff is not of God.
Come on, man of God. Come on.
You can't be serving God and be Baptist. Because God
come
is
on.
Not that.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
I don't want to preach after him because I was telling Sister Valerie, I think this man been on my line with block numbers because he got my whole sermon.
Hey, God, that my son, notable fool, Yaraba.
I say that to say this, 1 Corinthians 10, 1 and 10.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God, amen, for the word on tonight on holiness. Glory to God. Hallelujah, which was on the, we featured that on the revival that just won't stop as a recording also. Praise God. It was actually, amen, from the Preach the Word revival. Praise God. But we thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of you that have called in and tuned in on tonight, and we pray that the word has blessed you in some way, shape, form, or fashion on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Amen. And on behalf of everybody on the line, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all tomorrow night on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. Hallelujah on tonight.
God, make me more like you. worship you. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Watch me through and through. Just create.
Jesus.